DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jesse Wingard in Bonn. Russia and the Arab League have called on the Syrian government to accept an offer from the opposition and negotiate an end to the country's nearly two-year conflict. Speaking at a press conference on Wednesday, head of the Arab League, Nabil El Arabi, told Russia it needed to use its influence on Syria to help put an end to the fighting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he was ready to host any meeting between President Bashar Assad and opposition members, but stressed there was no hope of a military solution. Police in Athens fired tear gas at stone-throwing protesters on Wednesday as thousands of Greeks walked off the job in protest of the government's proposed austerity measures. Public and private sector unions called the nationwide strike in a bid to force the government to rethink cuts to public spending and tax hikes. Analysts predict the measures could see Greece reach unemployment levels of up to 30% if they go through with the plan. The Greek government has implemented tough austerity measures over the past year as preconditions tied to its loans from European partners and the International Monetary Fund. In South Africa, Olympic and Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius fronted court again on Wednesday for the second day of his bail hearing. A lead investigator in the case told the Pretoria Magistrates Court non-stop shouting had been heard the night Reeva Steerkamp was shot dead. Pistorius is denying the allegation he intentionally killed his girlfriend, saying he thought he was firing at an intruder who had entered his home through an open window. Pistorius has been in police custody since his arrest on Thursday, as he is deemed to be a flight risk. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Bulgaria's government has resigned from office, the country's Prime Minister Boyko Borisov announced on Wednesday. He said nationwide protests against austerity measures and the high cost of electricity in the country were the reason behind the decision. The leader's statement comes just one day after demonstrators clashed with police in Bulgaria's capital, Sofia. A general election is set to take place at the end of April to elect a new government. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has used his first State of the Nation address to defend his government's austerity measures. Rajoy said he was well aware of record unemployment in the country, but said there was no alternative to the measures. He also used the address to fend off claims Spain was a corrupt nation. The comments come after recent allegations that Rajoy and other party leaders had accepted secret payments from the private sector for almost two decades. Ratings agency Standard & Poor's warned Wednesday that Cyprus risked defaulting on its national debt if the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund fail to assist the country. Debt-hit Cyprus is looking to secure emergency loans, estimated to total 17 billion euros, to recapitalise its banks and finance the government for the next 3 years. The country is holding a runoff presidential election this Sunday. International creditors were waiting until the country had voted so they could negotiate terms on a possible loan deal with the incoming Cypriot leaders. One of Germany's most celebrated children's authors, Ottfried Preußler, has died. Preußler wrote dozens of books over a career which spanned more than half a century. Many of his works were international bestsellers, including Robber Hotzenplotz, which was translated into more than 50 different languages. Preußler was 89. In Champions League action on Wednesday, German side Schalke are tied at half-time with Istanbul club Galatasaray 1-1. Jermaine Jones equalised for Schalke on the stroke of half-time after Galatasaray took an early lead in the 12th minute. Back in Germany, Bundesliga team Greuther Fürth have fired their head coach Mike Buskens. Fürth announced the move at a Wednesday evening press conference. Under-23 coach Ludwig Price will take over the job for the moment. Jesse Wingard, Deutsche Welle News.